Blog.
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it and burned that. Man, the way that I live, no concern that. Man, we don't have to settle this another way. A letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it and burned that. Man, the way that I live, no concern that. Man, we don't have to settle this another way.
Music, move into it. Put a fist up, prove it to us. This is much more than music to us. This is beauty and strength. And if you know about the music, then you know about life. This is movement, music, move into it. Put a fist up, prove it to us. This is much more than music to us. This is beauty and strength. And if you know about the music, then you know about life.
Word.
Any kind of activity that takes place on the floor of the Congress or the Senate, that's the government. Any kind of dilly-dallying, that's the government. Any kind of pussy-footing, that's the government. Any kind of act that's designed to delay, or deprive you and me right now of getting full rights, that's the government that's responsible. And any time you find the government involved in a conspiracy,
no return, I can never go back. Life without parole, upstate, shackled and trapped. Living in the hole, looking at the world through a crack. Fuck that, I'd rather shoot it out and get clapped. I've gone too far, there ain't no coming back for me. Auschwitz gas chamber full of Zyklon B. Just like the Spanish exterminating Tainos, raping the black and Indian women, creating Latinos. Motherfucker, made me out of self-righteous hatred. And now you got yourself a virus, stuck in the matrix. A suicide bomber, strapped and ready to blow. Lethal injection, strapped down, ready to go. Those who understand will never let me live out in peace. Concrete jungle, guerrilla war out in the streets. Nat Turner with the sickle, pitchfork and machete. The end of the world, motherfucker, are you not ready?
DJ Tony Drake.
This is DJ Tony Drake, a.k.a. Mr. Top Self himself. And right now, you're in tune to Your World News, where journalism and activism are not mutually exclusive. Here on yourworldnews.org.
You can't tell me life was meant to be like this. A black man in a world dominated by whiteness ever since the Declaration of Independence. We've been easily brainwashed by just one sentence. It goes, all men are created equal. That's why corrupt governments kill innocent people. With chemical warfare, they created crack and AIDS. Got the public thinking these were things that black folks made. And every time there's violence shown in the media, usually it's a black thing. So where are they leading you? To a world full of ignorance, hatred and prejudice. TV and the news for years, they infected us. Foolish notion that blacks are all criminals, violent lowlifes, and then even animals. I'm telling the truth, so some suckers are fearing me, but I must do my part to combat the conspiracy.
This is Solomon reporting for the Your World News Media Collective. You can visit us at www.yourworldnews.org, where journalism and activism are not mutually exclusive. This is day 3 of the occupation of Freedom Plaza in downtown Washington, D.C., October 8th, 2011 to be exact. Today we had the opportunity to once again interview some activists of color, specifically three black activists we had the opportunity to dialogue with and to gain deeper perspectives from them as to why they're here and to get their insight and perspectives on a range of other social issues. So why do we continue to target voices of color, activists of color? Well, we do that because the white so-called liberal media in America, not just at this event, but in general, continuously ignores the perspectives, especially from radical, those on the radical left of within the black and brown community. And we're not the liberal media in America. We're Your World News. So we're going to take some time right now to hear the perspectives and the insights of these activists as to why they are here at the occupation of Freedom Plaza in Washington, D.C. Well, this is a brother that had the October Occupy D.C. movement, and I see that you're wearing a sign that says America has betrayed Dr. King's dream. Can you tell us what that means and why you're out here?
Absolutely. Since the assassination of an esteemed, great leader, a wonderful, beautiful man of peace, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., America has been engaged in at least a half dozen undeclared wars, conflicts, and bloodsheds. America has abandoned the poor. America has abandoned the homeless, the disenfranchised, the voiceless. And this is not the dream that Dr. King had. Dr. King's dream was for social justice, Obama. Dr. King was for world peace, Obama. And Obama made a lot of grandiose promises, and he's not living up to that. Now he's about, just next week, on the 16th, he'll be commemorating and dedicating the monument for our esteemed brother, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And is Obama emulating Dr. King, though? He's honoring Dr. King. It's easy to honor the man. But are you emulating him, Obama? Are you practicing what he taught? And I'm sorry, Obama, we're not impressed. In the African-American community, your poll numbers are down with the African-American community, Obama. And we're saddened by the state of the economy. Poor blacks are suffering more than anybody. It always seems that when America goes into depression, black people end up in the Great Depression. Or when America's in a recession, we're in a depression. So, Obama, you need to do more. You need to stop making excuses. Stop the cronyism for the Wall Street banking elites, the Wall Street financiers, and so on. And do more for the poor. Stop blaming Bush, Obama. You're in charge now. You can't use that game. Bush did it. If you're not undoing it, you're going to get the blame. So I want all my people to realize, my name is Hassan Shabazz, New Black Panther Party, D.C., at gmail.com. You can reach me, the Occupy Wall Street, Occupy D.C. movement. It's nationwide. It cuts across a broad spectrum of ethnicities, classes. As long as you're for the people, I'm with you. God bless you.
Right. And one last question. I'm glad you brought that up because in another week they're going to be having the dedication.
Right.
We know the first one was
Sunday, next week.
Was delayed because of the hurricane.
Right.
But you'll have folks like Obama and a whole bunch of other plutocrats out there, so-called honoring him. But these folks are warmongers.
They're, and
you see that the dedication has been has been financially financed by the likes of Boeing, I believe,
right.
McDonald's.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So all these different corporations. That's exactly what Dr. King was against.
He was
against the financing war. He was against the military-industrial complex. And Obama, as you mentioned, since he's been in office, hasn't had any targeted plans. To mitigate and to lessen black unemployment, black poverty in any shape, form, or fashion.
That's right.
Do you find that to be a blatant hypocrisy, this event coming up?
Oh, absolutely. It is incredibly hypocritical for the corporate elites. I know Dr. King is turning over in his grave if you had known the military contractors themselves paid for his memorial. And he, as a matter of fact, it's on record that Dr. King didn't really want any memorials after his in commemoration of him, but they're doing it anyway for shameless political manipulation and exploitation, to keep the black community corralled and on a plantation as though we can't think for ourselves. So it is shameless and sad that the Obama administration and the contractors are trying to manipulate Dr. King's legacy while not practicing what Dr. King preached.
Thank you so much, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, brother. Well, thank you for coming to Occupy.
With us, brother, if you could state your name and the organization where you're with, and why, as a black man, why are you out here in support of this movement?
Okay. Well, my name is Kwasi Satu. I'm with the Institute for Tsunami Justice here in Washington, D.C. And the reason I'm out here is because I understand that America is a corporation. They have up on the stage a big banner talking about we the people. It's a duplicate of the U.S. Constitution.
Right.
And a lot of people don't understand that the U.S. Constitution is an incorporation of a criminal enterprise.
Yeah.
You know, so when they talk about corporations stealing our democracy, I say, first of all, when was America ever a democracy? You know, the founding of America wasn't the founding of a democracy. It was an invasion that developed us, white settler state. And that's what that document represents, the incorporation of that white settler state as a state, as a rogue state.
Yeah.
So it's still a rogue state, you know. So when they talk about corporations stealing our democracy, no, you never had it.
Yeah.
You know, so let's be clear on that. So I'm not here to express from a black view.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
This whole thing. I mean, I agree with them. You need to be mad. And I wish more black people were out here.
Yeah.
You know, because they need to be mad. But unfortunately, a lot of our people are still drunk on the Obama age. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, that's really sad. Even in when they killed Troy Davis.
Exactly.
You know, they made excuses for that Negro not saying anything.
Yep, they sure did.
Making excuses for him all the time. We don't need excuses for him.
Exactly.
You know, and we don't. And the thing is that by making excuses for him, we're selling ourselves out.
Right.
Because it ain't about him. It's about us. We want to save the plantation now because they don't put a black face in a high white place.
Exactly.
That doesn't make horse sense, man.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, you don't see a lot of us out here, you know, but there's enough of us out here to make it. You're out here, I'm out here.
Right.
You know, Moses out here, and your baby's out here.
Exactly.
So that makes...
Right. And where can people get more information about your organization?
Oh, they can go to www.itj-pdn@yolasite.com.
Okay. And my last question I want to ask you. You said you've been out here for a couple of days. What have you noticed with the white so-called corporate liberal media in terms of how they conveniently ignore the voices of the black folks that are out here?
Oh, I've been out here, and they will zoom around black people and go and talk to white people. Then I've been out here, none of them approach me.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in a sea of white people. I would be the only black face in the, and they'll talk to every white person out there and go around me to get to them. You know, and then really a lot of these people out here who call themselves liberal, they got racial issues to deal with. They got racism to deal with. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I want to speak. I'm supposed to be speaking, okay? And when I get up there, I'm going to say about what I just told you. You understand what I'm saying? Because when you talk to me about democracy, I tell you, kiss my ass. This is a white settler state. Excuse my language.
Young brother out here, and I just want to ask you, why are you out here today? What are you lobbying for?
We're lobbying for, like, having recreational activities for the young youth, and, like, they should be able to have positive activities to go to after school and, like, not just take activities away from them, because it's going to create more problems and more deaths, and it's just going to be a big mess up. And with this, us fighting for our rights to have a skate park and having positive places to go to would just help the city. Like, it will keep a lot of kids out of trouble, and, like, we would just have it up. Like, we would have fun. We will get along better.
Right.
It'll, like, calm the city down. Like, everyone would just get along. We'll come together. And
you're from D.C., right?
Yeah, D.C.
And what's interesting, we were talking earlier about, but it seems like the city has never had a shortage of money when it comes to building prisons and juvenile detention centers and those types of things. But when it comes to black youth like yourself, you know, trying to, you know, have a skate park so that you can, you know, participate in that kind of recreation, yeah, do something positive, Now you said they're threatening to tear down it with $2.5 million skate park?
Yes, $2.5 million skate park. That everyone, not just in the city of Washington, D.C., but like people from Maryland, VA, some people even came from like other states to come to the competition, and they were hyped to skate the skate park. And like, we're getting kicked out of a skate park that they built over a month ago. Like, it's like a month and like a week now that they like just recently built it. And people come to skate like, oh yeah, we want to skate the Maloof Park, we want to skate the Maloof Park, but we get kicked out of a skate park. But then we come down here, we still get kicked out of here. Why are we getting kicked out of somewhere that is meant for skating?
Right.
And like, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like a continued attack on black youth that we've seen in this country, on and on. How can people support you? And where is the skate park exactly?
Skate park is up in like East Capitol and 19th Street Northeast, and like people just come out and voice your opinion on having activities, and like voice your opinion on having something positive to do, having to bring your community together, and not always having people out here selling drugs and doing crazy stuff out on the streets, and like having other people kill other people, not just blacks killing blacks, but that's where they mostly end up, blacks killing blacks, but people killing other people. Like, you shouldn't have to have people jumping people into gangs. Like, you shouldn't have to have people out on the street getting jumped, period. Like, I mean, you'll get into a confrontation every now and again, but it shouldn't be as often as it is.
Right.
It should be, we all come together as one community and stay strong as blacks. Like, when I think of the word black, I think of powerful, brave, strong, like outspoken.
Yeah.
Like, they speak. They voice their opinion.
Right.
Like, they don't just bite their tongue or just not put their foot down. They voice their opinion. They get their voice out there.
Right. And that's what you're doing right now. And we support you 100%. And what you're doing is positive, because skateboarding, just like basketball and football and other sports, you know, these are recreations to give outlets for youth across the board. And it's just reprehensible that the city's trying to tear down a skate park where a lot of youth like yourself, you know, from different backgrounds, but you being an African American, you know, youth yourself, along with your partner here to your right, you know, you're saying that they're you know, you come here to Freedom Plaza to try to skateboard, and they prevent you from doing that. At the same time, prevent you from skating at a skate park. That's what it is. It's a skate park for skating. You know.
And now, like, they're saying that the skate park didn't pass inspection. Like, how didn't it pass inspection? Like, how can you say a skate park didn't pass inspection? Like, how can you just sit there and say that? It's a skate park. Like, people are going to get hurt regardless whether you build grass around it. Like, it's still concrete what you skate on.
Yeah.
Like, it's still concrete what you skate on, but they just said the park didn't pass health inspection, and they're just going to tear it down.
Right.
A $2.5 million skate park.
And one more time, where is it located again?
East Capitol and 19th Street Northeast.
East Capitol and 19th Street Northeast.
Yeah.
So, as he said, if you're interested, if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, go out to East Capitol and 19th Street Northeast. And come out there and support these youth, these brothers and sisters who are just youth in general, who are trying to use the skate park to as an outlet of expression and recreation.
Joy. Bringing everyone together.
Right. Okay.
Being positive. Staying positive.
Yeah. Right on. Thank you so much.
Yeah.